Earlier this week, New York Governor David Paterson signed a series of bills that got New Yorkers talking, just not via text messages, while driving. That was one of the main bills, prohibiting drivers from texting. But another bill that caught our attention strikes the term Oriental from all state documents when referring to people of Asian or Pacific Islander heritage. It might still be appropriate to describe a rug, but the term has long been considered offensive when talking about people from Asia. To discuss the history of the term Oriental and the significance of the legislation, we welcome Jeff Yang, Asian pop columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to our program.
Hey, Linda. How's it going?
So far, so good. Why is Oriental such a loaded term? Why do Asian Americans find it offensive?
Well, you know, I think history really does play a huge role in this. And when you think about it, the term Oriental itself kind of feels freighted with luggage. You know, it's a term which you can't think of without having that sort of smell of incense and the sound of a gong kind of come up in your head. And, you know, beyond that, that's just sort of like the cultural baggage that comes with it. I mean, obviously, there are political issues. It's something which has been associated with racist campaigns, with stereotypical imagery. And, you know, frankly, it's just not a very precise term. You know, when you think about it, Orient—
sort of blanket aspect of it.
Yeah. it's Orient basically translates into East. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here in New York, when you're thinking of East, you could be, you know, saying Long Island or something. And certainly from the vantage point of people, you know, kind of contextually thinking about what, you know, the East means, that only really applies in a flat world. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. if you keep on going east, you end up west. So,
well, but really, isn't this word already over? I mean, hasn't there been a shift to simply Asian or Asian American or more specific words that describe national or ethnic origin? I mean, do you think anyone still really says Oriental to describe anybody, like to describe you?
I've heard it before and not in a very sort of attractive light used towards me. But I think that, you know, that's actually part of the rationale around this act here. It's a term that feels old. It feels antiquated. And for it to even be kind of contemplated occasionally in casual usage is something which Asian Americans certainly feel uncomfortable with. And, you know, for it to be stricken from the public record just kind of makes sense in some mm-hmm. ways. I think people probably feel a little, you know, kind of curious as to why it took so long.
Yeah. So do you think this decision by Governor Paterson signed, do you think it's significant?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to change the world per se. I mean, I think it's more like sweeping up, so to speak. But, you know, and there are certainly other things on our agenda. I mean, there's no question that here in New York, there are plenty of things that for both Asian Americans and non-Asians, you know, Paterson can continue to be working on. But it's nice to provide a little coda. I mean, I remember actually, you know, back in my high school days, still sort of, you know, experiencing media and so forth, talking about Oriental flavor and, you know, Oriental this and Oriental that, and always, you know, wondering to what degree this terminology of objects was going to finally, you know, just kind of be taken out of the loop for talking about people. And it's nice that at least this step is being taken here in New York.
Washington State passed similar legislation in 2002, so that was a while ago, now New York State. Are there any other places where there are significant Asian communities where this is really still, as you said, there are plenty of things on the agenda, but is this still on the agenda anywhere else?
Well, you know, I think it's really quite interesting that the first state to do this was Washington State. And it's something that began under now Commerce Secretary and, you know, then Governor Gary Locke's
right.
administration. He was conscious of this.
Asian-American.
He is Asian-American. And in fact, the person who put the bill through was State Senator Paul Shin, who himself is Asian-American as well. So there's something to be said for, you know, as Daniel Liu said earlier in this program, diversity and what it means for all of us. There's a sense of sensitivity, really, that comes out of being of many cultures.
Jeff Yang is the Asian pop columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he joined us from our bureau in New York City. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.